Bye-bye.
I don't know why I'm also in Discord.
That was just Tommy's bitch ass, huh?
Yeah.
What happened?
He said a tire blew out, so he had to take care of that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I've never had a tire blow out on me, and that's like one of my biggest fears, because I know the trick, right? You swerve into like whichever way you're swerving, you swerve into it. But I know when instinct happens, I'm going to jerk the other way. And I know it, and I know I've like trained myself like, hey, it's at some point it could happen. Good chance that you probably have a tire blowout. Just don't just swerve into it.
Don't panic.
God, dude, I know, but like I'm such a panicker. That's the problem. I'm such a panicker. Like
I know because I've had a tire blow out on me, and I broke really hard. Broke really, really hard.
No, dude, I'm such a panicker. Like, I think I'd speed up. Like, I'd be like, oh, they're coming, man.
They're finally coming for me. This is it. This is it.
No, I panic a lot. And then sometimes I don't panic in situations I should. Like, there's been a couple times where I'm like, gonna head on collision someone, and then I'm just like, heart rate, nothing. Just didn't even like at all.
You know what's the scariest thing is that when you're in, like when it happens to you, when something like that happens to you where you're about to get T-boned or something, like you're not gonna gasp. You know? Like you're not gonna go, like you're not gonna do that. It's just going to be like zero, then bam, and then and then that's usually how it happens. Like people don't have an opportunity to, because think about it, if you could anticipate it, it probably wouldn't have happened to begin with.
Yeah, that's scary actually. that's fucking scary to think about.
It is. But
I feel like that's life, right?
Yeah.
That's just like, you're fucking chilling there and just out of nowhere, bam.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how most things happen to most people. You know?
Yeah, man.
It sucks. It's very scary.
People are born, they take that first gasp of air, and if you're a boy, your dick gets chopped off right away. No warning, bro. No warning. Take you out. Umbilical cord's still there. Snip. Hand you back to the mom.
Umbilical cord still there is wild. They just hit the brisk right away. Still got the feeding tube attached. God damn.
Shit.
Didn't
no
even
time,
suck
man.
The butt. Damn. But no, I wanted to... I was going to say, the last time that my... Like, when my tire blew out, it was, like, the worst day of my life. It was coming off the heels of my girlfriend breaking up with me. I was driving home from work that day, finding out that I was, you know, going to get let go. And then my tire blew out on the highway.
Oh, my God. Dude, it is so true that, like, when it rains, it pours.
When it rains, it pours? That's some real shit. That's some real
shit. It is some
shit.
Real shit. That's what, whenever I'm, like, really sad, you got to stay in. You just genuinely have to make the, like, you can't do anything.
The day is because a wash.
It genuinely is so true. You're just like, oh, this bad thing happened to me. You go do something. It just keeps going and going.
Though I will say, the one good thing, when I got... Because I got my car towed to which, by the way, if you don't have AAA, don't accidentally call AAA instead of your insurance, because they will charge you an exorbitant amount of money for your tow, which is the other thing that happened to me that night, which was really awful, is I found out that it didn't have AAA anymore. So they towed me. I got in like an Uber to my home, and I finally started crying and stuff, and I got out, and the Uber driver, this like Greek guy, was just like, "Come on, come here," and he like gives me a big hug.
Oh,
his name is Guillermo. Man. His name is Guillermo.
God, he just sounds hot as shit.
No, sorry.
A Greek dude named Guillermo.
Greek
That's
dude
just
named
like,
Guillermo, yeah.
God damn.
I'll never fucking forget him. I'll never forget him, dude.
Let me pour some tzatziki sauce up on him, bro.
Is that racist?
Yeah, dude. I have triple A. No. It's racist
if you don't.
Is it all in my tone?
Oh, yeah, that's where you think it is?
I feel like it comes all in the intention, right? Like in the tone that I say Greek in tzatziki sauce.
Yeah, it's like you know, like when you see those old Italian people, the old Italian dudes, they're like, "Let the gays get married. Who gives a fuck what they fucking do?" And they're like, the way they said that was disrespectful, but yeah. They're on your side.
Yeah, and that's what I'm gonna do to that Greek man. I'm gonna slip down his tzatziki sauce.
Oh man.
But no, I got triple A, dude. I only have triple A because I got married. And Sarah's like, there's no shot in hell that I'm riding in a car that doesn't have triple A.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's smart.
And I'm
woman.
Like, yeah, I know, dude, I have so little like concern for objects in my life. Like I would be legitimately just like okay with leaving my car. Like I would be like,
no,
okay, tire blew out, you know, or like
you're one of those people that leaves it on the side of the highway.
I would be so content with just being like, eh, this is it. Like this is the sign. I need a new car. Like I'll take this, whatever. Like, whoever comes picks this up, picks it up.
I mean, that's probably because you do need a new car.
I don't know. Buying cars is so fucking stressful, to be honest.
Yeah, buying cars are very... Yeah.
You do the, like, oh, I get a new expensive car. Do I get a used car? What, like, do I get something older because I want to save some money? Do I get something new? I never know, man. It's such a stressful, like, and do I go to a dealership? And if so, I'm going to get my ass fucked. No way, man.
Here's what you do. You get, your dad is a mechanic. So you get, you get a used car. He does all the work for free because he's guilty about how he treated you when you were a child. And then, and you get a car for like a hot $3,000.
And I like you've gone through a lot of cars too, which is yeah. Like it says a lot where it's just like you know, hey, let's upgrade, let's fuck that, let's get something better.
See, and like this is a and when they say like it gets better, like this is what they mean, you know, like who would have thought that when I was crying over the behavior of my alcoholic father, that it would lead to, you know, a little bit more financial freedom when it comes to my vehicles. So, yeah. So just get a dad that's right. A mechanic and make him guilty. Make him feel guilty. Constantly. You can't let up.
Yeah. And I feel like if you are in your mid to late 20s right now, there's a good chance you've had a neglectful father.
Right.
Like, it's pretty good.
Chances are pretty high. And even if you didn't, chances are that you could still make your dad feel guilty.
Yeah. I know. I know that if I had, like, a daughter or son, I would fall into that trap so fast. So easy. I know the person that I am. And I'm like, I'm an enabler. I am such an enabler. And I will do, like, I don't care. I'm that kid. I'm that guy that, like, I never want to discipline, and I always want a reward.
I've seen the way you raise your cats. Yeah, it's exactly that. That's why after like what has it been 2 years since you got sober, he's still fucking biting me. That's why.
Yeah. Well, okay. Look, that's like some. That's like when your kid is born and he's like, "Oh, I have a devil child. Like I've tried it all. Like I've tried it all, man. And this is just this is the kid." It's fucked,
yeah,
man.
It's just
kid
who he
is
is.
He's gonna wreak havoc, and then people are gonna think I'm a bad parent. And you know what? I probably am, but like this kid is just, I can't be saved.
It's wild how like bad behavior turns into a personality trait. You just wait long enough.
Oh man!
Like, oh no, he needs to go to therapy. So like, yeah, he got kicked out of school. You know, this is what we expect. This is why we saved the money. Because when you can plan around it, it's not so bad. You know, it doesn't
it's
come
not
as
so
a surprise.
Bad.
Should we do an intro?
Yeah. Yeah, we should.
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, I think you should, man.
All right. Well, 11 minutes in, here we go. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Everyday Nothing Special podcast, the podcast where we forget to upload an episode and we haven't recorded for 2 months. And before that, we haven't recorded for 3 months. And before that, it was like 2 months. So I am one of your hosts, Tino Bambino. I'm here. One of the other hosts, Zeus the Goose. Say what up.
What up? What up?
And we're missing Tommy. He's, as we just discussed, got his tire blown out on the highway. He got his back blown out on the highway.
Oh, I would love to blow. I couldn't. That shit is sturdy, bro. I could not blow out.
Couldn't
his
blow
back.
Tommy's real, back out? Bro. No, I couldn't.
It'll be real, dude. He is like, well, he is
can
fierce.
Can I say something that is going to make me sound like an incel? Can I do that? Can I say something real quick?
Sure.
So
feel real quick, though.
So I got a lot of girlfriends now, which I'm, you know, I love them. Mm. They're great. I love all of them. They're amazing people and I enjoy their company and, you know, like they're just great people. They're, to me, like as a guy, unless it's directed towards me, I don't want to hear the phrase want to get my back blown out by him or something like that. Like it doesn't make me feel good. Like do you know what I mean? Like it's like someone could be married, right?
Yeah.
And like they're just like, oh, I just want them to blow my back out, right? And they're and it's like it's funny, ahaha, they're talking about their husband. Still don't want to hear it. It feels disrespectful to me.
Feels, let me okay.
And this is the part
is like, yo, I want to get fucking milked right now. Would you be like, yo, that no, I know your wife.
Yeah. I mean, yes and no. Like, I've said that exact thing to you before. Not that exact phrasing. You haven't said that before, but, like, you've said some shit where I'm like, hey, man, your wife is also my best friend. I need you to chill. I need you to relax. All right?
I love the phrase. I love it. I think everyone should say, like, I want to get my back blown out.
I don't know why it makes me uncomfortable. Like, it genuinely makes me a little uncomfortable.
It's so descriptive. You know exactly, how much force it is, you know? You know, like, the fierceness of it, you know? You know the, like, that's noise, man. That's some fucking...
Oh, you know what?
A wild night.
You know what? I just realized. It makes me feel bad because I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could do it, man. Yeah. I don't think I got that in me.
How's your back? It's pretty good.
Without handles? with no handles? Nah. I can't.
You need
do
those
it,
like
man.
Those like when they have like arm wrestling competitions, they have those handles, you need those. Fucking get in.
Yeah.
To dig deep.
They need to have a specific type of blouse, thick enough and sturdy enough that I can hang on to, like, like the reins of a horse.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of that, like, sex talk that I for sure am like, oh, I hope you don't mean that literally, because I cannot deliver. Ooh. You know? It's like, oh, it's like the classic, like, oh, man, I'll fuck you all night. It's like, oh, you mean an hour?
You mean for 45 minutes?
Yeah.
With 30 minutes of foreplay. Because I love you. Because I love you.
Oh, man. No. I just know me, and wait, how did we get on this? Oh, Tommy. I was like, what are we talking about this? No, but I could not blow out Tommy's back. Like, that dude already has back problems, and I know for sure I couldn't.
He's Italian too. That's the thing. You gotta remember.
Like he said
that. Strong backs. Infamously. Yeah. Southern Italian too. Yeah. Those people.
Oh.
No. Can't do it. Not me. So I don't, you know what I mean? So again, getting back to me being an incel, it just, it feels so, like, it feels rude, you know? It's like talking about, like, man, just wish I could find a guy 5'9", you know? And I'm like, and I'm standing here. Like, bro, I'm right here. Like, rude. There's nothing wrong with being 5'7".
Nothing. Nothing wrong with it. Look, as a tiny man, too. I've been there, bro. I've been there when, like... Dude, I've been like hanging out with girls in the car, and it's one of those nights where it's like it's late at night, it's like 1 a.m., and you're talking and you're talking deep, right? And you have a crush on this girl, and all of a sudden she drops like the fucking like she drops the shit that makes you want to like, you cry. Know, makes you consider, yeah, and you know she drops to like. Oh man, you're so sweet, man. If I could just find someone like you, it's like, oh God, if you were only taller. Oh, you know, it's like, or like you talk about someone and they talk about their dream guy, and it's like, oh yeah, I just want someone my height or like 6'1", and you're like, yo, that's unachievable for me.
Like, I just wish there was somebody intrinsically like you, but like different from you. Yeah.
Just like your trait of listening, but like on someone else. But on
someone more attractive. Like not, yeah. I don't mean like wearing better clothes. I mean like a different facial structure.
I feel like safe around and comfortable and shit.
No, this shit is funny. Yeah, I'm over that shit now. Hey, man, listen. This is gonna be TMI. We might cut this out. So cut. Hey, Tony. Hey, editing Tony. Cut here. If this is if this was too much, cut here. Man, this 2024. Man, no concern for other people's well-being. I think, yeah, you know, like after this last month, it was not great for me. I was thinking, I was like, man, I should have just kept fucking that white girl until she figured out that I wasn't in love with her. You know what I mean? Like, I should have just should have just took advantage of the situation, you know? Yeah, because she was, because honestly, until I told her that, she was fine. Until I told her I wasn't in love with her, she was totally fine.
Wait, hold on.
What?
You guys had only been like together for like a month, no?
It's like,
yeah, you're gonna have to cut this out for sure. For sure.
Now that makes me want to leave it in. like maybe a month and a couple weeks, almost 2 months.
Right, like she was already being like, "I love you."
Yeah. Wait, no. Well, no. Yeah. Not like I love you, but you know that. Okay. This is for sure gets cut out. You know that. You know that thing. Like, she was very performative. You know what I mean? It was, but it also, like, that's the thing that nobody tells you is that it feels really bad when, like, you don't feel the same way, right? Like, okay. It's just like someone, you know, I don't want to say, like, giving too much because I don't believe in that, you know what I mean? Like, I think people give what they give and it's really, like, your shit to figure out, you know? Like, it's definitely a lot of my insecurity being like, oh my God, like she shouldn't be this nice to me. But what I'm saying is it was like she gave me that look that I remember getting from my girlfriend that I was with for 5 years. Yeah. You know what I mean?
She was
like,
kidding, dude.
Yeah.
She was taken aback.
Yeah, and I wasn't okay with that. I took that personally.
It was a month and a half.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's too early, no?
Yeah, it was. What do you mean it was too early? For her or for me? Like, what are you saying?
I'm saying, okay. From what I remember.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me repeat this as me as a bystander.
Uh-huh.
From what I remember was that you were uncomfortable how, I would say, dedicated she was to the relationship you were building. And you weren't comfortable going through because you couldn't meet her halfway, like, so-called.
Even less than that. I wasn't even at the I can't meet her halfway mark. I was at the I don't know this girl's last name. Right? Damn. Like, it would be crazy for me to, like, commit any more than I already am. Like, I was like, I'm doing the bare minimum, you know, kind of on purpose to establish, like, or to attempt to establish, like, kind of a rapport and maybe some boundaries, you know, mm-hmm. until we get to know each other better. And then it was like, I'm going to throw it back on you. And it's like, whoa, okay, that's awesome. Still don't know your last name. You know, like, that's how it felt. Right. That, you know, like, it's that type of shit where it's like, it's really nice that someone made you a sandwich, you know?
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel good when, like, you don't know him that well, you didn't ask, and it's your house. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, you're getting woken up with delicious sandwiches, but at the same time, you're like, how did you get inside? When did you get inside? And, like, thank you, but also, like, what is happening?
That's what it was. It was like, I feel bad because I feel grateful, but I also recognize that this is a one-sided, like my conscience was like, this is so one-sided, it's not okay. Like, it didn't feel morally correct. You know what I mean?
Right.
And what I'm saying is I fucked up. I should have just took the W. You know what I mean? I should have just took the W. Should have absolutely just ran with it, man.
Well, if I can ask, did you not... I think the only thing that stops me, that makes me think of, like, why you didn't continue was that, like, was... be not attractive to you in that way, like, maybe no. Sexually attractive, like,
no, like, I found her
attractive, or like,
I found I her know. Attractive I found her attractive. My it was a lot less like physical or romantic, sorry, it was a lot less physical or sexual and a lot more romantic, if that makes sense.
It just felt like you skipped to the.
It
didn't get any of the middle, and you wanted more of the middle, right?
Yeah. I guess that's a good way of putting it. Is like, since we, or maybe even since we skipped to the end, of the, not necessarily the end, but, you know, since we got to that place kind of quickly and kind of fast, it just felt like, I don't know how to put it. I mean, to be honest with you, it felt like I was taking advantage of somebody, right? It felt like I was taking advantage of somebody that didn't know me that well, you know, and was like kind of giving a lot to someone. It really felt uncomfortable. But it wasn't because of anything like about her that I found unattractive or physically unattractive or like sexually unattractive. And it was so odd for me. I think, you know, as a guy, you're kind of conditioned to like, hey, once you get the sex, that's all you need, right? but I think in that moment, what I was finding was like, oh, like I kind of lost the chase a little bit, which I didn't know I needed. But like, oh, like I lost a little bit of the romance because I don't need to try to woo you because you've already been wooed, you know, by the bare minimum. Like, I mean, like the bare minimum, you know, like, yeah, I remembered your birthday.
Gotcha. So now you feel like you're turning a new leaf this year, right? You're saying
I should have just ran with it, man. I should have just, because you know what? It's better to like, it's better to just have a warm body next to you. You know, just whatever. You're saying, just take what you can get.
I think because the side of the bed is cold, you yearn for it to be warm, but when it's been warm and it's warm every single day, you start picking at it. You start getting annoyed. It's like, oh, it's too fucking hot.
Listen, God. And it's that moment that I need to remember. It doesn't matter. Who cares? Truly? No. Because here in the moment, I was like, no. I'm doing right by her because I'm not in love with her.
That's where you went wrong.
And clearly, she's in love with me. And... I mean, and like in the way that I describe it, it's like, come on, right? Like, it was a lot. It was performative. It was like trying to like lock somebody down, right?
You know? Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? Like I think that was undeniable. But, you know what I'm saying is, at the time I was like, hey, communication should be open. I should be clear about my intentions. I should make this clear so down the road I don't hurt anybody and we're both in a better situation. And I'll put the choice to her, like, hey, this is how I feel. What do you want to do about it? You know, like, just so you're clear where I'm at. And I shouldn't have done that. I should have just shut the fuck up and take the Glock 9000 happily, you know.
Yeah, I think, and that's what you're trying to like, hey, this year it's like I'm gonna stop worrying about what I think is right for other people. It's time to just prioritize what I think is right for me.
Mm-hmm.
And let them do whatever, like they stay in the situation, they move, they leave, whatever. It's right. Tony time.
Yeah. Like I was imagining, which is a cognitive distortion in and of itself, which is not great, but I was imagining like the future where, you know, a year down the line where I'm waking up to sloppy toppy doing nothing, you know? Right. And she's like, well, where's that ring? Right? Like,
yeah, of course.
How many more blowjobs do I got to do before, you know, you say you want to be with me for the rest of your life? And I'm
getting, this is like some Okay. I understand.
What?
Okay, maybe we include a little therapy in there this year, you know, maybe try to work this thing out.
No, 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 no,
Because
no, no, no,
now
no.
it sounds like, you know, because what if she was just like, I didn't care about that. I just wanted to give you that slop, bro.
I'm
Because I
gonna
know that this slop over time, this shit was gonna get you.
And here's what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna let them play that game. If they want to,
Right.
right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna let them live day life. And I'm gonna do me. You know what I
I
mean?
love it. I love it.
I'm gonna do me, and I'm gonna hurt people, and I'm gonna be okay with that. 'Cause I'm not hurting them, they're hurting themselves. You know what I mean?
You are kind of a heartbreaker,
What are you talking about? What do
You are
you
like a
mean?
little heartthrob heartbreaker, bro.
Fucking
You
liar.
got that in you. Like now you should just like now in fact, now if you embrace it, you're probably going to break less hearts cuz you're so concerned le cuz now you're like instead of being like, "Oh, one day I might break your heart." Now you're just going to roll with it, end up Stockholm syndroming falling in love.
Stockholm syndrome.
And then bam, you're married.
He said, "I'm a little heartthrob heartbreaker." Do you realize he just said that?
Oh man. Speaking of, I know it's we should wait for Tommy to do it, but it's just this is too late into the year not to do it. I have our 2023 resolutions and
Yeah,
predictions.
I was gonna talk about that. We made such a big deal out of it, but it feels so bad to do it without Tommy, right?
It does feel very bad, especially like he in but it's just so late. It's just so
It
late in
is
the year.
very late. It is very
It's
late.
just like the year has started.
Hey, we're just gonna just right up top, we're just gonna be like, "Hey, Tommy, I'm sorry. But you don't show up to work, you don't get the paycheck. You know
Exactly.
Sorry that your wife is in the
Oh my God. Dude, that reminds me of the fucking Jake and Amir sketch with the corduroy ones. And he's like, "Hey, dude, sorry, my mom was in the hospital." It's like, "Oh, sorry, your mom was in the hospital? So you couldn't text? So you were operating on her?" It's like, "No, I wasn't operating on her. I was just worried." It's like, "Oh, so you couldn't fucking send me a little text? It takes 2 seconds to send me a." But. Okay, so let's do our 2023 resolutions and predictions, and I'll make sure to grab Tommy's after the fact. So like that way for 2024, I'm able to include them. Okay, so let's go over the 2023 resolutions, and we can start with myself. Oh, actually, we can start with Tommy. Easy,
Oh
easy peasy.
yeah, easy peasy.
Okay, Tom. Tommy's resolutions were more than one meal, and I know for sure his bitch ass did not do that. I know for 100%
Wait,
he did
more than
not do
one
that.
meal a day?
More than one meal a day.
Okay.
So I know he stuck to a meal. I know this dude just sticks to a single meal. I just know he does. Learn to play some more songs. I have no idea. That one stumps me. And then hang out with friends more. For sure his bitch ass did not hang out with me.
Sure did not. He didn't hang out with me.
Yeah. So may I don't know, maybe he hung out with some other people that I just don't know. But
Stop.
those are some good resolutions,
Don't do
bro.
that. Don't say that.
No, I'm not in a bad way, in a good way.
I'd rather him be alone than not with me.
Oh.
Than not with
Oh man. All right. Now to let's go to you. You
I
want
was
to do
can I say up top,
up top, up
I kind of remember my resolutions. I didn't get any of them. I didn't get a single fucking one. But go
top.
ahead.
I will say your resolutions were pretty like, you know, they try to tell you like, "Oh, don't make something too ambitious." You know, it's like, "Oh, don't make a resolution that's like get jacked like The Rock, because there's like no shot this can happen." It's like they always tell you like, "Oh, start small." I feel like yours were like life-changing resolutions.
I'll tell you what it was. I was coming off hot in 2022. I was coming off hot. Like, I remember 2022 New Year's. I was like, shit, I got like 2 out of 3 of my resolutions. You know what I mean? Right. I was like, I fucking did it.
You're coming off that high. So you're just coming off that high.
I was like, let's just keep going.
All right. First one, wanted to do 100 push-ups.
Yeah.
I don't remember if this was consecutive or not, or just like in a day or something.
Oh, in a day. I could start that shit right now and finish before tonight. No. It was consecutive. Because I remember I tried to do in a day, and both of you guys were like, no. No. It's got to be consecutive.
Oh, I see. So we were like, no, fuck that.
Yeah. So, tell you right now, cannot do 100 push-ups consecutively. Could do like 15. Good 10% of that. 12, 15%.
Okay.
If I push it.
Okay, the next one was you wanted to book a voice acting gig.
Yeah, it super didn't happen.
What? Super I swear happen. I thought you did some like stuff. Did you not? Maybe not like a gig that you thought?
Oh. Not this year.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Okay, the next one. Go on double-digit numbers of dates.
I got really close.
Hey, we'll take it, man.
That one? We'll that one, I did get close. You know what I will say, though? Do we include friend dates?
I think if you come out of them very fulfilled, then yes.
I think I hit that one. I went on some actual romantic dates, and then I went on some friend dates with some beautiful people, you know, very, like my friends who I love and who love me, and they also look very pretty. And I consider that a date.
I would consider that a date too.
Good. Okay. Well, I'll hit that one.
And then the last one for you was new job.
Oh, yeah. Super didn't get that one.
Well, dude, you like your resolutions were like 4 lifestyle changes in a row. Like, they were insanely hard.
I'll tell you what. It wasn't one of those things where I said all of them and I totally forgot about it. No. It wasn't one of those. It was I was working real hard to get it. kept coming up short. You know?
Yeah, but I mean that I feel like that's like the good part that you work towards them though.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause a lot of people just set them, forget about them, and then at the end they're like, "Oh, I think I was supposed to do that this year." Then that they didn't even make one step forward.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I think you're right. I did do other things. You know, like I ran 3 miles. I joined a run club. Damn. I was running like a couple times a week at a certain point. You know, got to run with some friends, up the boxing, then lower the boxing, then upped it again. So, you know, like all in all, I achieve stuff, just not the resolutions.
Hey, but we'll take that, man.
We take it.
I feel like if you got like adjacent to it, that's all that matters. I feel like resolutions are great just to like steer you in a direction. But I'd love a resolution that's small. Like, okay, like for mine, my first one was watch 52 movies minimum. Like that is just, I feel like it's just one movie a week. I do that already.
Uh-huh.
So I hit that shit, bro. I fucking hit that shit. Knocked it out of the park.
Really sounds like you're showing off, man.
No, but I'm saying it's like mine compared to yours. Mine was like, hey, just like watch a movie a week. And yours was like, change your lifestyle so that way you are capable of having the strength and you have lost the weight to do 100 push-ups consecutively. Like, that's insane.
It's a little crazy. A little crazy when you put it like that.
Yeah. All right.
So you achieved all your resolutions. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. No, my second one was, well, I want to write in my journal. I remember, I think at the time, I don't think I achieved that one. I didn't write in it as many times as I wish I would have. And I think I actively avoided writing in my journal sometimes because I knew that I was like, I really don't want to write that down, like that mood or emotion. So I don't think I hit that one. Like, I would write in a film journal. I would write in other journals, but I think I was specifically talking about my personal journal, and I don't think I hit that.
Damn.
How's
that feel?
And then, tell me about your failure. I don't think it feels that bad because I think it's weird. 2023 was a weird year for like my own personal growth, and I think I've come to realize that like. My journal's really I suck at writing, by the way. I suck a lot at writing, and I suck a lot at vocalizing my emotion well. And I tend to like I want everything to have like a meaning. So if it doesn't have a meaning, I don't want to write. Like if I have no way of tying up like my journal entry, it feels bad.
Damn.
So
you want it to be a narrative almost.
Yeah, and I think that's how I see my life a lot of the times. Like, I sometimes would rather it play out the wrong way if it means that it's going to be, like, a better story. I don't know. Maybe that's some shit for the future. I don't know. But I like when things just play out like a movie sometimes.
Yeah. I feel you. I feel like a lot of people think of their lives in that way.
Yeah, I like it. But and then sitting down and doing a journal, it just makes it feel so like not that. It makes it just feel like I'm just taking weight. I could just be doing something else. Like all the things I'm going to write in my journal is like things I've thought of already. But I know I should write in it because I always like regret not writing in it. Whenever I go back and read journal entries, I'm like, wow, that was so insightful. Like, I wish I got to see, like, read more of that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, you should make that your resolution again, man.
Yeah, I probably should. All right, my last one was make more projects. From last year, I significantly made way more projects. I will say that.
You fucking killed it this year. It's crazy. You know what's crazy? You didn't even talk about it on the podcast, which kills me a little bit inside. But, you know, like, yeah, this year you really killed it.
Thanks, man. I feel like I'm working really hard to just make more just film projects. And I don't know. I still find it really, like, intimidating, and it's weirdly enough like embarrassing to like make stuff. I don't know, because like to me in my head, I know what an like artist look like and what they sound like and what they do, and I'm like, I feel like I check none of those, so it feels embarrassing almost to like go to that group and be like, hey guys, I made something too. You know? And I don't know.
You know what?
But I did check it off, though. I did make more stuff.
You know what one of my best friends told me? And I think what you said falls under this.
Tell me.
Cringe is a form of self-judgment. One that has been taught.
It's true, man. It is very true.
She really snapped with that one, bro. She really killed it. Sarah really fucking went crazy on that one. I told that mantra to at least two other people. Since she told me that, no lie. And like, everyone was like, whoa, that's so true. Damn. And I was like, right, true, man. She's spitting.
All right, let's get to the juicy shit, bro. Let's get to our predictions.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, we had a podcast resolution that says make more than 15 episodes.
You said that. And what's crazy is that this year was the lowest amount of episodes we've ever had.
By far. It was crazy. Insanely low.
Well, like, granted, I will admit this year I had a lot of, like, events that were, you know, I would say life-changing events that made it very hard to commit to stuff. But even without that, we were averaging in the beginning of the year, like one episode a month.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, yeah. It was pretty bad this year. Okay, let's get into our predictions, though. Let's start with Tommy again. Okay. Actually, no, let's we'll go down the list because I think Tommy's was fun. All right, for you, you said Elon Musk endorses Trump for president.
Oh, that didn't happen, huh?
No, it didn't. Like, that specifically didn't happen, but I know he was like, he welcomed Trump back into on Twitter.
Oh,
which was. Not, I mean, I'm sure he would endorse Trump. But it didn't happen, but I'm sure he would.
Yeah. It was maybe like a year early for that.
It was. All right. For me, let's go down one each. For me, I said XQC sex tape gets leaked or viral. And no, that did not happen. XQC did not have a sex tape. The closest I got was like Kai Cenat got a blowjob. Like while he was playing Minecraft or some shit.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I think he got like a blowjob, I think, when he was playing Minecraft. And then I know that he was at a bar on stream and he got a hand job while he was at the bar.
Oh, I think I heard about that.
Yeah, that's the closest I got, but no XQC. I went for the big one, man. I went for the big shot. All right, Tommy said Elon Musk loses all his money.
Tommy really came out with the fucking huge swings.
Yeah, he did. He lost a lot of money, but like not all of his money.
Yeah, definitely not all.
All right, back to you. Kissed by woman. Kissed by woman.
That was it?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Why do I feel like if I go back to the episode, I can hear Tommy say, "That's not gonna happen," right?
I can hear that too. I can absolutely hear that.
Well,
he'll be like, "We said realistic," or something.
Well, suck my fucking dick, bitch. That happened.
Oh. Oh, I mark that with a little X.
Thank you.
Okay. Next one for me was Popeyes has a racist ad.
Did they? No, they didn't.
No, they did not. They did not have a racist ad. Yeah, I really shot for the moon.
You really did. Both of you did. I was like, please, it's a human connection.
All right. Tommy said Tesla will lose its top spot as an EV maker. And I don't think that happened. I think other companies
I have to look it
developed
up.
More electric vehicles, but I think Tesla.
How do I look this up? Top EV companies?
Yeah, I got you, brother. Let's see. Top 20 largest EV manufacturers. We're going to go with number one, BYD. The fuck? What do they make though? Wait, it was Tesla in 2022 the number one? Because they're no longer number one.
It's BYD. Shit. Oh shit.
Oh, but be okay. I think I've seen this though, but no one's driving them. I think I've seen lots of this. There's a lot of cars in China that aren't being driven, and they're literally sitting in lots.
Whoa.
But I mean, they manufactured them, so I guess we'll take it. I guess
He's
Tommy will
right.
take
He's
it.
right. We take those.
Yeah, we take that. We take that. All right. Back to you. I remember this one specifically because you said, I better catch up because you will spoil this because your prediction is a straw hat pirate will die. That's what you predicted. And you said that by the time we get here, you are going to answer it. And because of that, it will be a spoiler for me because I didn't catch up.
You didn't
So here we
catch
go.
up. Why
And I
didn't
didn't
you
catch
catch
up.
up? Can you say that first?
No comment.
What's crazy is I
No
feel like when I made that prediction, you were at the same point that you're at now.
comment. I read a chapter or two. If I just read the last one? Will I be good?
The last chapter that came out?
Yeah, the latest one. If I
I
just read
think you'll
that, will I
be
be?
super confused.
Okay.
You'll be 100% so confused.
Right, I
No.
will take it though. I will take
That
this spoiler. I will take this L. Did a straw hat pirate die?
No. Straw
Phew.
Hat Pirate did not die.
I was a little scared that you were going to say yeah. I was a little scared. Okay. I
Not
said,
this year.
oh. Oh. It's, oh. Okay. I'll catch up this year, though. I'll try my best.
Is that your resolution?
I did put that down as my res. I have my all my resolutions written down. I can read you
Oh,
some of
you
them.
do? Oh, fuck, that's not
Yeah.
fair.
I got them all, baby. Okay, my prediction was TikTok will go poof. And that definitely did not happen.
The complete opposite happened.
Yeah. And it's funny because Tommy's was TikTok will boom.
Tommy got that
And
right.
Tommy got that right. Tommy went 2 out of 3. You went 1 out of 3. I went 0 out of 3.
You really shot for the fucking moon.
I did. I was just like, oh, if any of these are right, it's just gonna count like double because it's just they're so out of like crazy. Okay. So now comes the big question. We got to make 2024 resolutions and 2024 predictions. I think if we just do like one each, just a manageable one, I think we'll be good.
Just one?
You got more? I'm down to put as many as you need, man.
Well, I was gonna say, can you tell me what yours are so that like
Oh, yeah.
so that I could get some inspiration?
I got you. Well, for first, let's start with the podcast.
Okay.
I think, look, let's just say, let's try to redo it. Make more than 15 episodes. I think this year can be the year that we make more than
Is that what
15
we
episodes.
said last year?
Yeah. Last year was make more than 15 episodes. I think we can do more than 15.
I think we could do more than 15 too.
Okay.
We
We can do it.
have. We've done it
I mean,
before.
I will put that so that way if we just we knock it out of the park, we're like, wow, why did we shoot so low?
Well, okay. We've made 30 episodes in a year once. Just.
But
I don't know why
we
the
can do
bar
it.
has dropped so low, but we can absolutely do that.
Yeah, let's leave the bar low so we can easily pick it up, you know?
Yeah.
Here, let me grab my notebooks. I can grab my resolutions. Right,
Okay.
a second.
Okay. All right.
Okay, I'll give you some of mine. And I actually have some specifically that I wanted to share
Just
here.
burped into the microphone. I'm so sorry.
Okay, my first one is run an under 7 minute mile.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so at my peak, at my slimmest, my fastest mile ever was a 5:15, and I give myself a 5:15 because it was like 5:14.888888. So I'll just say like 5:15. That was my fastest mile ever. And I just want to hit an under 7 minute. I think if I ran a mile now, I genuinely hit like an 11:10 minute mile.
Yeah, I think I hit a 10 minute mile too, and I was running for a bit. That's that's kind of hard.
It is hard. It is absolutely hard, but I really want to hit an under 7 minute mile. I really do. So that's one of mine. Does that inspire you for any?
It does. It does. Do you want me to go?
Yeah.
I do have a fitness goal. 50 push-ups. No, I'm just... No, I don't think I have a fitness goal this year. I mean, like, just generally, I'm going to be working towards losing weight, but... I know I have one of my resolutions, and it's to, I have a sketchbook that I've had since college, I would say. And this year I want to fill up that sketchbook.
That's an amazing goal. Fill up college sketchbook.
Let me revise that though.
Yeah.
Fill up one of my sketchbooks, because I have 3 sketchbooks now.
Oh, I see.
And I'm taking a course, so one might get filled up before the other. I don't want to get fucking caught on a technicality.
Easy. Fill up one sketchbook. That's what I'll write down. I feel like you could do that, especially if you keep at it. Like, you can absolutely fill it.
Yeah, I think so too.
I can't wait to hear about it, man. A year from now, you're just telling me, like, bro, I didn't just fill up one. Bam.
Mm-hmm.
7.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. I can't wait.
Okay, one for me, which was, it seems like an easy goal, but surprisingly, it's been very hard for me. I am going to get back on Instagram. I am going to create an Instagram, and I'm going to get back on it, and for the purpose is that it's been really hard to find, like, actors on a database around here,
mm-hmm.
and it's just so much easier if I go through Instagram. I can find some... But it's just going to be, I don't know. I put it off. It's already like the, you know, we're already a couple of days into 2024. And I've already still put this off. So if I am able to do it, I will be very happy. So that's just mine. It's just create an Instagram and reach out to people.
Bro, the second you make, I'm going to flood your DMs. It's going to flood your boxes with memes, with videos.
Well, I can't wait to, like, I think that I am looking forward to just, like, actually going on Instagram and seeing, like, your stories and stuff. Like, that, I'm looking forward to that. Like, that's something that makes me want to, like, okay, let's create it. Let's do it.
Yeah, you have one already, don't you? Like, can you just log back into that one?
Didn't I delete that?
I think I still have it.
Oh my god, then yeah, I'll just sign back in.
That is a really funny resolution.
Yeah.
It's so funny that last year I was like, my resolution is to kiss a woman, or my prediction.
Yeah. It was even a resolution, just like, I predict I'll kiss a woman. Okay. You got one?
Hold on. Okay. I do have a resolution. I'm trying to figure out how to make it not a negative, if that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense.
Like try not to prove a negative. So I've been doing a thing, I'm trying to do a thing, where I don't play video games during the week, but I don't want to make it so that like the day I play a video game, you know, during the week, I like it's gone. I fucked up. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't want to make a failure point. I want to make it a like success point, but I've been doing this thing, since I got, I mean, like, before before Christmas, before my vacation time, and then after, and then since I've been in San Diego, I've only played video games on holidays and weekend days. So, like, you know, Friday nights, Saturday nights, you know, whatever, Sunday nights, like those are the days that I can play, or Sundays, Friday nights, Saturdays and Sundays and holidays is what I'm saying. Those are the days that I can play video games. And I've already seen like a change in my behavior. Like I've started going to bed earlier. I started like drawing more and playing my guitar like way more, doing both of these things way more than I was before. So I'm trying to keep it up for the rest of the year, but I don't know how to put it in a metric that I can measure and not just like the second I fuck up, it's over.
know? Yeah, I think, I mean, that's, I feel like what you're doing is, that's very cool, man. I feel like it's also like, it is a, it can be a challenge that makes you feel bad when you do, mess up, but I think that your outlook on it is already really great. You're already like being like, hey, I'm gonna slip up, or I might slip up here. I'm not gonna be making myself feel bad.
Okay. Well, yeah. I guess that's the other resolution, is just keep that up. The not playing video games during the week as much as I can.
Yeah. Is there like a specific like amount of are you like at, if I get 3 out of those 5 days, are you happy, or you're like, no, it needs to be 4.
I think
Monday through Thursday, 100%.
I think it doesn't work if it's not 4 days.
Gotcha.
Unless, we'll make it 3, because I forgot I get some Fridays off. We'll make it 3. We'll make it 3.
Try to hit at least 3 days of no video games a week.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. Not bad. All right. I guess one last one for me to wrap this up. See, a lot of mine that I have are pretty, they're very personal. So I think I'll just. I'll keep some of those for myself. But with this one, I'll share. And it's like, to continue conversations with other people. Like, I think a lot of the times people will say something and I'll hear it, I'll process it, and I'll go, I have no input. Or like, I have no input that's valuable. Mm-hmm. It's silence. Instead, I really want to hear people, listen to them, and then find a way to continue that conversation. Even if it's relating to myself, even if whatever they say, I have to be like, oh, I did that thing once too, blah, blah, blah. And then hopefully that allows the conversation to keep going, rather than them just being like, I ate 2 sandwiches today. And I'm like, cool. You know, I want to be like, oh, shit, what, salami up on that? I love me a Black Forest ham.
I love it.
Something small, but I feel like I've struggled a lot with it.
I think that's the perfect kind of resolution, because it's something, even though it's something small, it's already a behavior that you've observed. So, you know, I think you're like setting yourself up for success.
I hope so. I hope I don't come next year being like, bro, oh God, the bridges I burned, man.
The bridges I burned. Bro, I fucked up so many social interactions.
Oh, man. All right. You got one last one?
Yeah, I got one. Go to Japan. That's
My.
Doing it. Put it up. That's put it on sick, there.
Dude. I hope you do, man. That's sick. I really hope you do.
Me too.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck all right. Just, I had to put a crazy one up there.
Yeah, for Tommy, I'll make sure to get his after the fact. I'll make three. And I remember last year it was a pain for him to give me one.
Yeah. It's gonna be like pulling teeth.
All right, 2024 predictions. Do you have any that come to mind?
I have like two.
Oh, nice.
Is this an election year?
This is an election year.
Trump wins.
Trump? Wow. Trump wins.
Trump wins.
That's a prediction and a half, man.
It's already unlikely because Maine and Colorado took him off the primary ballot.
But still, bro, we don't fucking know.
But we don't know. So I was just... I'm going to be the heel this year. Going to be the heel.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
Okay, now you go.
Okay, I think my prediction for 2024. So, okay, this time I won't shoot for the moon. At least I'll try not to. I'm going to do a new social media app or website pops up that like people flock to, I want to say. Like that, maybe that replaces, shit. I don't know what would. I mean,
I feel like it doesn't have to replace something. I feel like if you replace something, that's gonna put too many qualifiers on it.
That's true. That's true. Just say new social media that people that becomes really hot or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
New social media. Bam.
Bam. I like that. I like that.
All right. You got another one?
Ah, fuck, man. This is tough. This is fucking... This is it hard. It is tough,
man.
I know that my go-to when I couldn't come up with one was always make it something super personal. Like, kiss a woman. So I'm going to say... fuck, man, this is tough. I can only think of joke ones, like someone deletes me from their phone book. Someone blocks my number this year.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. What? What's your next one?
Oh, is that yours? Yeah, that was legit yours.
Yeah. Someone blocks my number this year.
That's so funny.
I told you I'm the heel.
Blocks your number. Okay, my next one. Let's not shoot for the moon, but I wanna hit it out of the park.
Uh-huh.
I want it so bad. I'm gonna say. Oh God, I don't know. It's so okay. Let's not go dark. I don't want to go dark ones because I feel like if I go dark,
one year
I'm setting up the tone for 2024. Yeah. I go dark.
One year I said World War III, the prequels, and I got it right.
Fuck it, I'm going dark.
Oh my God,
an economic crash. Bigger than the 2008 market crash.
Dude, why the fuck would you say that?
Economic.
That's crash. So likely.
Bigger than 2008.
I hate that I can hear you typing it.
Let's hope I'm really, really wrong.
Yeah, let's hope we're both really, really wrong.
All right, you have one more just to make that three number.
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah, yeah.
You ready? I don't think you're ready.
Yeah. Oh, I'm ready.
Because this is another one where I want you to, I want you to really think about the pace that you're reading / watching One Piece. All right?
Okay.
I'm being the heel this year. Are you ready?
Oh, no. Yes.
Luffy fights Shanks this year.
Oh my God. I knew it.
You have,
I knew it.
You have to catch up. What do you mean you knew it?
I knew this dude was the villain all along.
You have no context for what I'm saying.
Oh my god, Luffy's the villain?
You have no context for what I'm saying. You have to catch up.
All right, I will catch up.
You better hope you catch up before we learn if I'm wrong or right.
That one's crazier than the Straw Hat Pirate Will Die.
That is. I knew it was crazy. And you know what? I knew the Straw Hat Pirate Will Die thing was too much of a softball when I said it. But I was like, hopefully that'll light a fire. And it didn't. So this one, best believe you're getting spoiled by 2024,
this is it,
bro.
Brother.
I had a friend who caught up to One Piece this year, man. And you didn't make it. Yeah. You didn't make it a prediction, motherfucker. So let's go. This is it.
All right, my prediction this year. My last one. Okay, I have one. New social media economics crash bigger than 2008. That's crazy. Okay, you're gonna have to cut out some dead air here because I want to get a juicy one here.
You got it.
Okay. No. It can't be another dark one. No. It can't be another dark one.
I'm telling you, man. Make it a personal one. Make it like a personal prediction.
A personal prediction? Okay.
Because that makes it funnier and less dark.
How come I immediately went to just super dark things? Like, the first thing I did was, like, I'll lose my vision. Like, what the fuck,
man? What is wrong with you?
It's insane. That's so crazy.
One year, Tommy predicted something about me. I remember that.
What was that? I think I still have it. I want to look at it. No, I don't have it. Fuck. I have to go back and listen to it because I remember that too. He did something for you. Okay, my last prediction of 2024. What do I think could happen this year, personally for myself? Dude, this is so hard. Doing a personal one is so hard. Because now I gotta think about my life and shit.
Maybe that's why you should do one. You know, Damn. Maybe this is a sign.
This is a sign. Oh, yours are so good.
I don't even remember mine anymore. I remember my resolutions. I don't remember my predictions. Already out of my head. I get on meds. My wife likes her birthday gifts. That's not. Her birthday's coming up. That's not a.
I predict that I will visit a national park and for the first time ever be overwhelmed with emotion that I cry.
You can't take that back. Like, you understand,
I will not
that,
take that, back.
That has to be your prediction now. Like, that's insane.
Well, I know that this year, I think I'm going to try my best to visit a national park. And so when I get there, I feel like I should cry. And I want to cry. And I think I will. I don't know, though. I also am one to, like, I am also one to be very underwhelmed with things. So that's also one of my fears.
Literally, like, that is like one of your like most definable traits is that, like, you are so underwhelmed by, like, the biggest of gestures.
Yeah.
Like, bro, it's like awful. I brought you some tutu chairs after your dining table has been in shambles for years. And you're like, I'll take them.
It's true. I don't know what it's like in my head. I'm like, this is the sweetest thing anyone has ever done. And then all that comes out is like, nice, man. Cool. So, sick. I take this? All right. Yeah. Maybe that should be one of my resolutions. It's like jumping for excitement. Show excitement and shit.
No, it's fine. I love you just the way you are.
Okay. Well, those are our predictions and our resolutions for 2024. I'll make sure to get Tommy's, and I'll make sure to include them in here. So for next year, we'll be able to do this again.
Okay. That sounds like a fucking plan. Well, yeah. Until the next episode, I guess, we'll catch you guys on the flip.
Catch you on the flip. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it. Catch you on the flip. There you go.
I appreciate you. That honestly means so much. Thank you. Catch you on the flip, everybody.
Catch you on the flip.
It's a new year.
It's a new year. It's a new life. It's a new day. And I'm feeling good.
You think we'll get copyrighted if I use that song?
Nah, I do it.
'S a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea. Feel river running free.